This audio edition of The Hidden Human is copyright protected and was written by Charles Henry Thomas. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be reproduced or distributed without permission from the author. Hello, my friend. Albert here. I'm honored to accompany you on this audio journey into the past. What you're about to hear is The Hidden Human, a journey into the deep past, where our earliest stories were written not in books, but in bone, in stone, and in the quiet traces left behind by those who shaped the world long before we arrived. In these pages, we explore the mysteries of our origins, the surprising paths our ancestors walked, and the echoes of their lives that still move quietly within us today. You may notice moments where humanity seems to leap forward with astonishing speed, sudden advances that appear almost out of place in the archaeological record. Some researchers have wondered whether these leaps hint at influences we no longer fully understand. If that idea intrigues you, you may later explore the Anunnaki hypothesis, another chapter in the Knowledge Hub that asks whether our beginnings hold more surprises than we've been taught to expect. So take a moment, settle in, and allow yourself to step back across the millennia. Together we will uncover the parts of our story that time tried to hide, but never quite erased. Let us begin. The Hidden Human, the puzzle of our sudden arrival. Humanity's appearance in the archaeological record is anything but gradual. For millions of years, our ancestors evolved at a slow, predictable pace. Stone tools barely changed, brain sizes increased only modestly, and cultural behavior remained simple. Then, in a geological instant, something shifted. Anatomically, modern humans emerged with advanced cognition, symbolic thinking, and a capacity for innovation that seemed to arrive fully formed. This sudden leap challenges the traditional evolutionary timeline and raises a deeper question. What forces shaped us into the beings we are today? Human evolution is often presented as a smooth, branching tree, but the evidence tells a far more chaotic story. Fossils appear in isolated pockets, separated by vast stretches of time, with no clear transitional forms linking one stage to the next. Entire species seem to vanish without explanation, while others emerge with traits that appear fully developed rather than gradually refined. This discontinuity has forced researchers to confront an uncomfortable possibility. The traditional timeline may be missing key events, influences, or pressures that shaped our development in ways we still don't understand. As researchers piece together the fragments we do have, a pattern begins to emerge. Humanity's rise was not a slow climb, but a series of abrupt steps. Toolmaking suddenly advanced, social structures became more complex, and symbolic behavior appeared almost overnight. These developments don't align with the gradual pressures typically associated with natural selection. Instead, they suggest that something, environmental, biological, or otherwise, accelerated our development in ways that remain unexplained. The result is a species that seems to have leapt ahead of its own evolutionary curve. Despite decades of research, no single explanation fully accounts for the speed and scale of our transformation. Climate shifts, dietary changes, and social pressures all played roles, yet none of them alone can justify the magnitude of the leap. Instead, humanity's emergence appears to be the result of multiple forces converging at once, a perfect storm of biology, environment, and unknown catalysts. Until we uncover the missing pieces, our origins remain an open question, a puzzle whose edges we can see, but whose center is still frustratingly blank. 2. The Neanderthal Paradox. Why the stronger species didn't survive. Neanderthals were, by every measurable standard, built for survival. They were stronger than us, better adapted to harsh climates, and possessed brains slightly larger than our own. For over 300,000 years, they endured ice ages, hunted massive game, and carved out a stable existence across Europe and parts of Asia. Yet despite their physical advantages and long-term resilience, they vanished with startling speed shortly after modern humans arrived. Their disappearance remains one of the greatest puzzles in human evolution, a paradox in which the species seemingly best equipped to endure was the one that did not survive. Genetic evidence adds another layer to the puzzle. Modern humans carry between 1 and 2% Neanderthal DNA, proof that our species didn't just encounter them, we lived alongside them, interacted with them, and, in many cases, interbred with them. This genetic legacy suggests that Neanderthals were not primitive brutes, but close relatives with whom we shared both territory and compatibility. Yet even with this interwoven history, their lineage ended while ours continued, leaving scientists to question what subtle differences in behavior, cognition, or adaptability tipped the balance in our favor. While Neanderthals were physically formidable, their cultural development appears to have been more limited. Evidence suggests they created tools, used fire, and may have practiced simple forms of symbolic behavior, but their innovations remained relatively static over long periods. In contrast, early Homo sapiens displayed a rapid cycle of creativity. Tools evolved quickly, art emerged, and social networks expanded across vast distances. This difference in adaptability may have given our species a crucial advantage. When environments shifted or resources dwindled, humans changed their strategies, while Neanderthals often repeated the same patterns that had served them for millennia. Despite their strength and resilience, Neanderthals may have been undone by the very thing that made them successful for so long: stability. Their world changed, and we changed with it, adapting, experimenting, and forming wider social networks that allowed ideas and resources to flow across great distances. Neanderthals, by contrast, lived in smaller, more isolated groups, making them vulnerable to sudden shifts in climate, competition, or disease. In the end, their disappearance is not a story of weakness, but of a species caught at the wrong moment in history, overtaken by a rival whose greatest advantage was flexibility. 3. The Cognitive Leap. Humanity's rise is often framed as a story of tools, fire, and survival, but the real turning point wasn't physical at all. It was cognitive. Something changed inside the human mind, and it changed fast. Within a narrow window of evolutionary time, our ancestors began doing things no other hominin had ever done: creating symbolic art, shaping complex tools, burying their dead with intention, and imagining realities that did not yet exist. This shift wasn't gradual. Archaeological layers show long periods of technological stagnation, followed by sudden bursts of innovation, as if a switch had been flipped. For tens of thousands of years, stone tools remained simple and repetitive. Then, abruptly, new forms appeared that required planning, foresight, and shared knowledge. These weren't minor improvements. They were cognitive revolutions. The earliest cave paintings, carved figurines, and ritual objects appear almost out of nowhere. They demonstrate not just creativity, but abstraction, the ability to represent ideas, beliefs, and stories symbolically. This is the birth of imagination, and imagination is the foundation of culture. It allows humans to think beyond the present moment, to envision futures, to coordinate in groups, and to build shared myths that bind communities together. What triggered this leap remains one of the great puzzles of human evolution. Some researchers argue that a genetic mutation altered brain connectivity, enabling new forms of thought. Others suggest environmental pressures forced rapid adaptation, pushing early humans into new cognitive territory. Another school of thought points to social complexity, the idea that as groups grew larger, the demands of cooperation and communication reshaped the mind. Yet none of these explanations fully account for the speed or scale of the transformation. The human brain did not simply become more efficient. It became capable of symbolic reasoning, long-term planning, and collective imagination. It became a storyteller. And storytelling, the ability to create shared narratives, is arguably the most powerful survival tool ever developed. This cognitive leap is the dividing line between us and every other species that walked the Earth. It marks the moment humanity became human, and the moment our trajectory diverged forever. From this point onward, culture, not biology, would become our primary engine of change. Ideas, not instincts, would shape our destiny. 4. The missing mechanism. If the cognitive leap marked the moment humanity became something new, the next question is unavoidable. What caused it? Evolution rarely moves in straight lines, and it almost never moves in sudden jumps. Yet the emergence of Homo sapiens, anatomically, behaviorally, and cognitively, looks less like a slow climb and more like a cliff edge. Something changed, and it changed with startling speed. Scientists have proposed many explanations, but none fully account for the abruptness of our arrival. One possibility is a genetic trigger, a mutation or series of mutations that altered the structure or connectivity of the human brain. Some researchers point to changes in the FOXP2 gene, associated with language and vocal control. Others highlight regulatory genes that influence how the brain develops rather than its size alone. But even these discoveries raise more questions than answers. Why did these changes appear so suddenly? And why did they occur only in our lineage, not in the Neanderthals who shared much of the same genetic architecture? Another theory focuses on environmental pressure. Around the time Homo sapiens emerged, climate patterns shifted dramatically. Rapid cooling and warming cycles created unstable ecosystems, forcing early humans to adapt quickly or perish. In this view, the mind evolved as a survival tool, a flexible, imaginative engine capable of solving problems in unpredictable environments. Yet climate change alone cannot explain the symbolic art, ritual behavior, and cultural explosion that followed. Adaptation explains survival, but not creativity. A third perspective looks to social complexity. As human groups grew larger, the demands of cooperation increased. Individuals needed to track relationships, negotiate alliances, and understand the intentions of others. This social brain hypothesis suggests that intelligence evolved not for hunting or tool making, but for navigating the intricate web of human relationships. Still, this raises a deeper puzzle. Why did our social world expand so dramatically in the first place? Some researchers propose a more radical idea, that the mechanism behind our sudden emergence may not be a single cause at all, but a convergence. A genetic shift, an environmental challenge, and a social transformation may have collided in the same narrow window of time, creating a perfect storm for cognitive evolution. In this model, the human mind is not the product of one spark, but of many small fires igniting at once. And yet even this layered explanation leaves gaps. The archaeological record shows long periods of stasis followed by abrupt innovation. The genetic record shows changes that appear too quickly to be explained by natural selection alone. The cultural record shows behaviors that seem to leap ahead of the physical evidence. It is as if humanity stepped onto the stage, fully formed, carrying abilities that should have taken far longer to develop. This is the heart of the mystery. The mechanism behind our emergence remains elusive, not because we lack data, but because the data refuses to fit neatly into any single theory. Something accelerated our development. Something pushed us beyond the boundaries of ordinary evolution. Whether that something was biological, environmental, social, or a combination of all three, its effects were profound enough to reshape the destiny of an entire species. Whatever the mechanism was, it left a signature, a species that thinks symbolically, dreams collectively, and imagines worlds that do not yet exist, a species that questions its own origins, a species that looks back at the fossil record and asks, why us? Why then? Why so suddenly? 5. The aftermath of our arrival. Once Homo sapiens appeared, the world changed with astonishing speed. Our species did not simply join the existing cast of hominins, we replaced them. Within a relatively short span of time, Neanderthals vanished from Europe, Denisovans disappeared from Asia, and other archaic humans faded into the archaeological background. What followed was an expansion so rapid and so complete that it remains one of the most dramatic events in natural history. The first wave of human migration carried our ancestors out of Africa and across vast, unfamiliar landscapes. They crossed deserts, mountains, and coastlines, adapting to environments that should have taken millennia to master. Yet the archaeological record shows a different story. Wherever Homo sapiens arrived, they adapted with remarkable speed. They developed new tools, new hunting strategies, and new cultural practices suited to each region. This adaptability, mental rather than physical, became our defining advantage. As humans spread, they encountered species far stronger, faster, or better suited to their environments. Yet none of these species could match the one trait that set us apart, the ability to cooperate in large groups through shared imagination. This capacity allowed early humans to coordinate hunts, build settlements, and create social structures that extended far beyond family units. It also enabled something far more powerful, the creation of shared beliefs, stories, and identities that bound communities together. With this came the rise of culture. Art, music, ritual, and symbolic expression flourished across continents. Cave walls became canvases for stories and visions. Tools evolved from simple stone flakes to finely crafted blades, needles, and ornaments. Burial sites reveal a growing sense of meaning, purpose, and connection to something beyond the physical world. These cultural expressions were not mere decorations. They were evidence of a mind capable of abstraction, memory, and shared myth. But the aftermath of our arrival was not only creative, it was transformative. Wherever humans settled, ecosystems shifted. Large animals disappeared, landscapes changed, and the balance of nature tilted. Some of these changes were intentional, such as controlled burning or selective hunting. Others were accidental, the byproducts of a species whose intelligence outpaced its understanding of long-term consequences. For the first time in Earth's history, a single species began to reshape the planet on a global scale. This rapid expansion raises a profound question. How did a species that emerged so suddenly become the dominant force on Earth in such a short time? The answer lies not in strength or speed, but in cognition. Our ability to imagine, plan, communicate, and cooperate allowed us to outthink every challenge we faced. It also allowed us to outcompete every species that stood alongside us. The aftermath of our arrival is not just a chapter in human evolution. It is the beginning of a new kind of evolution altogether. One driven not by biology, but by ideas. Not by natural selection, but by culture. From this point forward, humanity's story would be shaped by imagination, innovation, and the shared narratives that bind us together. 6. Unanswered questions. For all the discoveries, fossils, and genetic clues we've gathered, the story of our origins remains incomplete. The emergence of Homo sapiens is one of the most studied events in evolutionary science, yet it is also one of the least understood. Every answer seems to open a new question, and every discovery deepens the mystery rather than resolving it. One of the most persistent questions is why our species appeared so suddenly. Evolution typically unfolds over vast stretches of time, with gradual changes accumulating across countless generations. But the archaeological record shows something different. Long periods of stability followed by abrupt leaps in behavior, technology, and cognition. What force or combination of forces could compress such dramatic change into such a narrow window? Another puzzle lies in the disappearance of the other hominins. Neanderthals were intelligent, resilient, and well adapted to their environments. Denisovans thrived across Asia. Other archaic humans persisted in isolated pockets. Yet all of them vanished shortly after our arrival. Was it competition, climate, disease, interbreeding, or something else entirely? The evidence suggests a complex interplay, but no single explanation fully accounts for the speed or finality of their extinction. Then there is the question of consciousness itself. How did a biological organ, the brain, produce imagination, symbolism, and self-awareness? At what point did our ancestors begin to understand time, mortality, and meaning? These are not merely scientific questions. They are philosophical ones, touching the very core of what it means to be human. And they remain unanswered. Even our genetic history raises mysteries. Small fragments of Neanderthal and Denisovan DNA survive within us, hinting at ancient encounters and shared lineages. But these traces are unevenly distributed, suggesting patterns of migration and interaction that we still struggle to map. The deeper we look into our genome, the more complex the story becomes. Perhaps the most profound question is this: why us? Why did one species develop the capacity for art, language, culture, and imagination, while others so similar in form and ability did not? Was it chance, necessity, a unique combination of pressures and opportunities, or something we have yet to understand? These unanswered questions are not gaps in our knowledge, they are invitations. They remind us that the story of humanity is still unfolding, still being written, still open to discovery. The mystery of our origins is not a problem to be solved, but a journey to be explored. And every new piece of evidence brings us one step closer to understanding who we are, where we came from, and why our species took the extraordinary path it did. 7. Key evidence behind the mystery. Understanding the sudden rise of Homo sapiens requires examining the clues scattered across our evolutionary record. These fragments, fossils, tools, genetic markers, and cultural artifacts form a puzzle that is still far from complete. Yet each piece reveals something essential about the forces that shaped us. Fossil gaps. The fossil record shows long stretches of stability followed by abrupt changes in anatomy and behavior. Transitional forms are rare, and when they do appear, they often vanish as quickly as they emerged. This discontinuity challenges the idea of slow, linear evolution. Tool innovations. For hundreds of thousands of years, stone tools remained simple and repetitive. Then, almost overnight, new technologies appeared. Blades, bone needles, composite tools, and finely crafted ornaments. These innovations required planning, cooperation, and abstract thinking. Symbolic art. The earliest cave paintings and carved figurines appear suddenly, with no clear developmental stages. These works demonstrate imagination, symbolism, and a sense of identity, traits that define modern cognition. Genetic anomalies. Certain genes linked to language, brain development, and social behavior show rapid changes in our lineage. These shifts appear too quickly to be explained by natural selection alone, suggesting a unique evolutionary event. Neanderthal disappearance. Neanderthals were intelligent, resilient, and well adapted, yet they vanished shortly after our arrival. The timing is too precise to ignore, and the cause remains one of the great unanswered questions. Together, these clues paint a picture of a species that did not simply evolve, it arrived. 8. A timeline of human emergence. A clearer view of our origins emerges when we trace the key moments that shaped our species. This timeline highlights the most significant milestones in the rise of Homo sapiens. 300,000 years ago, early Homo sapiens appear in Africa. Anatomically modern humans emerge, but their behavior remains simple and indistinguishable from other hominins. 200,000 to 150,000 years ago, genetic shifts begin. Changes in brain-related genes appear, hinting at a coming transformation. 100,000 years ago, first symbolic artifacts. Shell beads, pigments, and early ornaments suggest the beginnings of abstract thought. 70,000 years ago, the cognitive revolution. Sudden leaps in toolmaking, art, and social complexity appear across multiple regions. 60,000 to 50,000 years ago, out of Africa, migration. Homo sapiens spread rapidly across the globe, adapting to new environments with unprecedented speed. 45,000 to 35,000 years ago, Neanderthals vanish. Our closest relatives disappear, leaving Homo sapiens as the dominant hominin. 30,000 years ago, global cultural explosion. Art, music, ritual, and complex societies flourish across continents. This timeline reveals a pattern of sudden shifts rather than gradual change, a signature of something extraordinary. 9. Comparing the hominins. To understand what makes us unique, we must compare ourselves to the species that walked beside us. Neanderthals, strong, intelligent, and well adapted to cold climates. Their brains were as large as ours, yet their cultural expressions were limited. They survived for hundreds of thousands of years until we arrived. Denisovans, a mysterious group known mostly through DNA. They interbred with our ancestors, leaving genetic traces in modern populations. Their disappearance remains unexplained. Homo erectus, one of the longest surviving hominins. They mastered fire and migration, but showed little cultural evolution over vast periods. Homo sapiens, physically unremarkable, but cognitively explosive. Our strength lies not in muscle or endurance, but in imagination, cooperation, and symbolic thought. The differences are subtle in anatomy, but profound in behavior. 10. What this means for us today. The mystery of our origins is not just a question about the past, it shapes our present. The same cognitive leap that allowed our ancestors to create art and tools also drives modern innovation. Our ability to imagine, plan, and cooperate remains our greatest strength. Yet this gift comes with challenges. The same imagination that builds civilizations can also create conflict, fear, and division. Understanding where our abilities came from may help us understand how to use them wisely. The story of our emergence is a reminder that humanity is still evolving, not biologically, but culturally and intellectually. We are the product of a moment of extraordinary transformation, and that transformation continues through every idea we create. 11. Further exploration. The mystery of human origins does not end here. The Knowledge Hub contains other paths that explore the deeper questions surrounding our species, from ancient myths to forgotten histories and the stories early civilizations told about their own beginnings. Readers who wish to explore the more speculative edges of this mystery, the legends, the anomalies, and the ancient narratives that hint at forces beyond ordinary evolution, will find much to ponder in the other articles within this collection. Each piece offers a different lens through which to view the same question. How did humanity become what it is today? Closing reflection. The story of our origins is far from complete. We stand as a species defined by imagination, yet surrounded by mysteries that resist simple explanations. Our sudden emergence, our rapid spread, and the disappearance of every other hominin leave us with questions that science continues to explore. Perhaps the greatest truth is that humanity is still a work in progress, a species forever trying to understand itself. As we look back across the deep timeline of our evolution, we find gaps that invite curiosity rather than certainty. Some see these gaps as natural puzzles of prehistory. Others wonder whether ancient cultures, myths, and forgotten narratives hold fragments of insight we have yet to fully appreciate. Our ancestors may have asked the same questions we ask today. Where did we come from? Why us? It reminds us that the search for understanding is as old as humanity itself. Whether the answers lie in genetics, archaeology, consciousness, or in the stories preserved by ancient civilizations, the mystery remains open. And for those who wish to explore the more speculative edges of this puzzle, the whispers of forgotten knowledge and the legends of those who may have shaped us, another path awaits. The full bibliography and suggested reading can be found in the PDF version of this article. Thank you for listening. If this journey into the hidden human resonated with you, the Knowledge Hub holds many more discoveries. And before you leave, a quick reminder. Two of the most important works Charles has produced are available entirely free: The Future of War and Propaganda Futures. They're free because their message matters, and you'll find both featured in the Knowledge Hub.